PSQUIT presents First Person Singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Patrice Vecchione shares her sense of direction.
Often I've heard women say they've got a bad sense of direction, and just as often, men within earshot have proclaimed the reliability of theirs, as though finding one's way were gendered. After regularly walking solo in nature, becoming adept at using a compass and attuned to the four directions, I realized that a sense of my whereabouts had never been faulty. Rather, I'd relinquished that awareness by relying on others to do the work of knowing where we were. Walking alone has increased a confidence in my self-sufficiency in many ways, how to get back home being one of them. Recently, my friend Julie and I were out walking when the gravel road I'd planned to take was closed to walkers. Instead of turning back, I directed us toward another road, thinking it would more or less take us to the same place. Not so. I was baffled, and we wandered. All I knew for sure is that I could put my faith in west. So that's the way we walked, west with a little bit of north. Walking with Julie didn't make me want to rush. Our conversation had an illuminating sense of direction that was a way of being found in and of itself. Eventually, points of familiarity appeared, a trail, a fallen barn, a paved road. 8 miles later, and only an hour late, we could almost see the car.
Patrice Vecchione is a local author and teacher. This piece is adapted from her Monterey Herald column, A Walk About Town. Do you have something to say? Email us at firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.